Welcome back to another episode of Unsolicited Advice and Commentary with me, Shannon.
And me, Sheila.
A podcast where we come together with no qualifications besides our own life experiences and observations to give you advice and commentary you didn't think you needed.
We're moms, we're wives, sisters, and so much more.
So even though you didn't ask,
you're welcome.
All right, so episode 28 of Unsolicited Advice and Commentary. Sheila, have you ever been to one of those, so some people be having these follow for follow parties on TikTok. Have you ever been to one?
Yes, I didn't get it at all, and I just left them.
So I understand it. I get it. I've been, and what they do is it's like you go into the page, you go into the live, and you follow the people that's in the live, and in return, they're supposed to follow you. I did it one day, and I got a lot of follows from it, and I followed a lot of people. But it's like they content is kind of diluting what I want to see on TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Like they're perfectly fine people, but some of them is just like,
I don't care.
They feel the same about you. They do. That's fine. But it's kind of like, and then I'd be seeing like, oh, it's like rude if you don't follow back.
Oh, or really?
And it's bad etiquette if you don't follow back. Do you feel that way? That it's not, I'm going to start being like that and unfollowing people because it's, people would be posting content that I'm not interested in. Mm-hmm. Like, even though they follow me, I might not necessarily be interested in what they post in.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
Okay, that's good. I need to do better. Because I kind of feel like they be diluting my content. Like, I want to see what Dwayne Johnson is posting and Kevin Hart. But it's like everybody else stuff be getting...
Really?
Yeah.
I hardly ever see any celebrities.
That's the thing. I follow celebrities that I want to see their stuff, but it's like I follow so many other people that I'm not necessarily interested in. That they stuff dilutes the other stuff that I want to see.
I don't know. I prefer not to see the celebrities.
Why?
Because I feel like they stuff be like so edited by professionals. Like, oh, I like seeing that like authentic rawness, like, not so perfect TikToks. Like, it's just regular people out there trying to have fun and enjoy, like, just doing something to pass the time.
Yeah, that too.
That I like to see that more than just those, like, creatives and all that type of stuff.
So people. You don't like Will Smith's TikTok?
I feel like he has a whole crew.
Yeah, he does. He has a lot of editing.
Yeah, like, and I don't like that. I don't like that. I like those rugged ones. Like, man.
I like them both.
No. I'm okay with not seeing those.
But like that one girl from Chicago who did that one video that was like, okay, so I guess she didn't know how to edit videos when she first did it. So she did that one trend that was going around. This is my age, 29. This is where I'm
going. I think I said that to you and Cassandra.
She popped up on my For You page before you sent that to me. So as I know, and she's from the west side of Chicago. I was like, oh my God. So I followed her.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. She was like, this is where I live, west side, this is where I'm from.
I'm like, did she even have the music? It's like no, she was just talking
she
and
was
pointing.
Just She was like, I'm doing a TikTok. This is my age, 29. This is where I live, Chicago. This is where I'm from.
I'm like, girl, you ain't supposed to be saying nothing.
Oh, Wendy Williams, my auntie. Wait a minute, your address twitched.
Go ahead.
You're
go
like,
ahead.
That's my auntie.
You know what? I don't know. For some reason, like, I'll peep in, like, drop in every once in a while, but it just seemed like she is just like, lost right now to me.
Sheila, as much as I love her, she's kind of like, you know how you have people in your life that you love and you realize that they're going through stuff or that they're being problematic, but they still your family, you love them. That's kind of how I feel about Wendy Williams. Like, lately, she's been kind of like
loopy.
Like, she was just talking recently and, like, you know, like, her eyes would be, like, one eye be closed and slower than the other one. Or she'd be, like, forgetting what she have to say.
Yeah. Like, she looked, on the show, she looked like she, like, had something before she sat in that chair.
Yeah.
Before she came out them doors, she had something.
Yeah. And I worry about her. But it's like, I still love her. That's my auntie. And then it's like a lot of things that she do, like kind of the stuff she can remember. I'm not saying Stella is losing. I'm not saying that. No, not at all. But some of the things that she do reminds me of Stella. And it's just kind of like the little shade she gives and like, you know, she kind of reminds me of Stella. And I think that's why I connect to her as an auntie and kind of like, I'm not just going to write her off because of what she's going through. Like, even though I don't necessarily vibe with her message or like, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, clearly she's going through something. Clearly she's kind of problematic sometimes, but it's like, she's still my auntie. I still love her. I'm not going to write her off. But recently, it's kind of like, you know, we know who she is and we know what she does. She's the gossip lady, right?
Yes.
So it's like, you expect her to talk about celebrity gossip, but it's like, lady, she's been really getting into her, like, old lady stuff. Like, okay, so for example, she was talking about the Sky Jackson and, Sky Jackson, the little cute girl from Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Sky Jackson and Bad Baby.
Who is Bad Baby?
Catch Me Outside.
Okay.
They had a beef a while ago. So she had like a correspondent show who was talking about that beef. And Wendy was like, we don't care about that. What's the next story? And I was sitting there like, we do care about that. We're here for the celebrity gossip. Like that's what we come here for, to hear this bullshit, right? And then she was just like dismissing them, like, oh, we don't care about that. What's the next story? And it's like, Wendy, like, you're really showing your age. Like, you're supposed to be, you know, we want to hear the celebrity gossip. Yes, these were little kids, but they're growing up. So it's like, mm-hmm. their gossip is coming into the mainstream now. We want to hear about it. But then earlier in Hot Topic, she was talking about a newscaster, a local New York newscaster who don't mm-hmm. nobody else around the country know who they is, talking about how attractive they are, how, you know, nice looking they are. We're like, Wendy, don't nobody care about that.
Wait, what?
Say that again. Okay. Wendy Williams was talking about a newscaster. Like, she was talking about like local New York newscaster. She was like, oh, look at him. He has a nice head of hair, big teeth. Like, talking about how good the local newscasters
look. Oh, I thought you were saying the local newscaster was talking about how good they look.
No.
Okay.
That's what she was talking about. So she wanted to talk about that. But when the conversation got to Wendy Williams and Bad Baby, she was like, nobody wants to hear about that. And I'm like, she's losing it.
Yeah. She's on something. I don't care what nobody says. She's taking something before she come out on that stage.
And you know,
because these last few shows that I even dropped in on, she just like loopy and just like all over the place and not sticking to any type of topic. Like, she'll bring up a topic and then jump completely somewhere different. Like, oh, you look nice today to the guy that's on the side. Like, oh, what did you do this weekend, girl on the side? Like,
yeah, she be all over the place. And yeah, then she, like, always talking to her art department guy. Like, she be commenting on his, she can be talking about Ben Affleck or something. And she'd be like, oh, hey, art department, I like your jumpsuit today.
It's right. Like,
get it together, Wendy.
Wait, you must be talking about celebrities.
And another thing that she does, I notice a lot, because you know how they have people come on the show and they do Trendy at Wendy and they do like those bargain
stuff
you can buy. Yeah. So I've noticed that when white correspondents come on the show, she kind of have an attitude with them. She'd be rushing them and dismissing them, and she'd be like, okay, hold on. Okay, so how much is it? How much is it? You know, like, she just kind of be like really rushing them through their little spiel.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, she, I think somebody was cooking sometime, and then she'd eat everybody food. Like, she'd be sitting there eating the food, you know, while they talking, trying to show them how to cook. So they be still cooking the ground beef, and she'd be over here on the cocktail, like, what's in this cocktail? You know, like, she'd be really dismissing the people. Like, it's like, do you want to do this, Wendy? Like, this is, do you want, they didn't have to come. Do you want to do this?
No, she don't. I think she probably over it, but she finna keep collecting these checks.
Collecting them checks.
So she gonna play around for this hour or whatever.
Right. And you know what? It's good that we're talking about this in this episode, because her Lifetime movie and Wendy Williams, Lifetime movie and documentary is coming out next week. I'm coming over to your house to watch it because I don't have Lifetime.
Oh, okay.
And I'm off next week. So I'm coming over to your house to watch it. I'll bring cocktails.
Movie night at my house. Movie night at my house. Did you watch the TLC one? No. Salt and Pepper.
I don't have Lifetime, no.
Oh, that was on Lifetime too? Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I was on when I got home.
We can watch that too. I come early. We can watch it on demand.
Okay.
And then we can watch the Wendy Williams. I still never seen the Aaliyah one. Only one I seen was the
It was Aaliyah.
Girl, yeah, they did. Aaliyah, Whitney Houston. I saw the Whitney Houston one because they played that on Cassandra's birthday one year, and we were all hanging out. We had like a little hotel party. And we watched that movie and played games at a hotel party.
Was it a new? Because I know she had a few of them.
Whitney Houston?
Yes.
Her Lifetime was it the one that Yaya.
Okay.
And then Deborah Cox did the soundtrack. Can we talk about Deborah Cox?
In the Deborah Cox challenge?
Girl.
How did you get here?
Do the scream.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No.
I didn't think you was gonna go that far. I didn't think she was gonna go that far, y'all. Oh my goodness.
Yo, it hurt.
No.
Damn, my bad. My bad. Damn.
So, have you watched Bling Empire on Netflix?
I have not. I just saw it yesterday, literally, pop up in my stuff.
Okay.
On Netflix.
Did you watch Crazy Rich Asians?
The last minute, literally.
Why?
Cause that's all. I mean, it was on, and then I saw it going off.
Oh. Okay.
Like, so no, okay. I did not.
Cause I like went to Redbox and got Crazy Rich Asians and watched it. Like I made a plan. Like I intentionally watched it.
People still go to Redbox.
Yes.
Why?
Because some stuff you have to pay for on Amazon Prime and stuff. So if they have it at net on in the Redbox for $1, I'm going to go get it from Redbox instead of paying $3.99 on Amazon.
Oh.
And it's across the street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tiana. She confirmed what I said. She was doing something before she came back on came out on the stage. She is back on drugs.
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Because the way she was, like, one eye was blinking and then the other one was like, she was like, do that look like something?
Yeah, Shannon. Okay. Stop now.
Was it freaky? That's what Wendy looked like. And she just be looking at the camera like,
when she passed out.
Yeah. But it's like one Abby blinking normal and then the other Abby blinking real slow. And then she be forgetting the stuff she's saying. I'm like, Wendy.
Yeah. But she ain't got no audience, so she just with her coworkers.
And oh my God. Her co-workers. I was surprised. One of her co-workers, her studio audience, she had on the a Walmart sweater. She had on the sweater that I saw at Walmart. And I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just kind of like, it was weird.
Walmart be having some cute stuff sometimes.
Oh, speaking of Walmart, Walmart do be having some cute stuff sometimes. But you ever be in Walmart and you see some cute shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be like, oh, this is cute. This actually looked kind of, you know, like a quality, expensive piece. And then they have like some random neon line down the side or like some random neon flower.
This shirt I got on right now, I got from Walmart.
And that's fine.
I ain't got no neon nothing on it.
Exactly.
I just thought it was like a little.
But it's like they workout pants, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have like some cute neon. Like I like Old Navy workout stuff, like the kind of like subtle colors, yeah. You know. But it's like, okay, you can have like some nice floral workout bra and it looks real cute and classy and, you know, bohemian. And then they have like some random neon.
You don't like that?
No, that looks cheap. I think the neon cheapens it. The neon makes it look cheap.
I like the neon.
So does everybody in the trailer parks.
Bitch.
And ain't nothing wrong with trailer parks either.
Me in the house.
Ain't nothing wrong with trailer parks.
Shannon, give me that.
Give you what? Some dap?
No.
You want this?
Huh?
This?
Yes.
It's literally Crazy Rich Asians. Like, these people have so much money. Like, and in the way they live, like, we're all ghetto. We are all ghetto. Even the Shahs of Sunset, I used to think, oh, they rich, they fun, they fat. No, they're ghetto. We're all ghetto. Compared to Bling Empire, the rich Asians,
That's not ghetto? Them not ghetto?
The
I didn't watch it. I'm just asking. They not, like, ghetto in there?
No, I just mean, like, they lifestyle. Like, they are so rich. I can't explain it. And there's one guy in the show who's not rich. He grew up normal. He's a regular blue-collar guy. He's a model, but he's not rich. But he hangs out with those people who are super rich. And he was just saying, like, he goes to their parties, and it's more servants at the party than there are attendants.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's the kind of rich that they are. Mm. Like, and then they wear tiaras. They wear, like, diamonds, you know, like, just to go to one of their friends' party at their house, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they are long money rich.
Okay.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, they get, like, this one guy shipping oil. You know, his family get their hands in all kinds of stuff. Real estate. It's like, that Asian money is different. Asian rich is different rich than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Like, we're all ghetto. This is the ghetto.
So, what was happening on the other show? The
Bling? Bling Empire?
Yeah.
No, like, that's...
It's Asians? That's Asians?
It's Asians, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just, like, rich people in general showing, like, all they bling, like, MTV Cribs or something.
Oh no, it was kind of like Real Housewives of Atlanta or something. But it was me and Am. It was like these rich Asian families, and they all like friends. They all live in LA. It's like this group of this clique of rich Asian people.
So every episode of that is not a different family. It's mm-hmm. like
it's just
like home, like Housewives,
like Housewives.
Okay,
kinda like just their storylines.
Okay,
of these rich Asian. And you know what, I said we're all ghetto, but it was this one.
We ghetto together. we bougetto.
We are ghetto.
We bougetto.
The Trumps, even the Trumps, they're ghetto. The Obamas, ghetto compared to Asian.
They bougetto.
According to Asian
culture and richness.
The rich Asians. That's a different kind of rich.
Hmm.
I say, oh, okay. Yeah, that's a different kind of rich. Like you can't tell me no different. Go watch Blink Empire on Netflix. You won't see. It's crazy.
So you was telling me about some stuff that you wish you could celebrate from other cultures.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. What are you talking about?
You know
about?
What? I wish I could have thought of more, but like from watching Blink Empire, the red envelopes. So when they do the Chinese New Year's and everything, they collect red envelopes. And in those red envelopes is money.
Where do they collect the envelopes from?
Family members. So it's like you go into an event,
mm-hmm.
you're going to come with like 20 red envelopes full of money.
Oh.
You're going to pass it out to people.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the kids collect, like, they get red envelopes from their aunties, from their grandparents, from their, you know.
Y'all hear that brownstone Facebook group and Brent's cousins on?
Exactly. The red envelope, that's the thing. It's an envelope full of money. You go to family events. People give you red envelopes. Your aunties, your uncles, your mom, your parents, friends.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like, if you don't, it's kind of like a thing if you don't give it. It's like you're expected to give it. It's like if you don't give it, it's kind of like clutching my pearls. Like, who are you to not bring red envelopes for the children?
Oh, wow.
You know?
Okay.
So that's one thing I wish we could celebrate. Like, let's pass it on.
That's interesting.
And, of course, you know the arranged marriages. I wish we could.
Let's not go back into that.
We don't have to go back into it, but I think it's a practice that we should really consider. Arranged marriages. Mm.
What y'all think about that? Shannon is like the most advocate black person that I know that is like really into these arranged marriages and having the family set you up with somebody to marry. Like
your family ain't gonna steer you wrong. Regardless of what you want, your family want the best for you.
I don't know about that one.
Yes, they do.
I mean, I get it, but
I mean, we lucky because we know our family want what's best for us. If we was to let our family pick our partners, we'd be good. And you know it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, the branches do a good job.
I think the branches, the browns, the eagles, like if we would let our families be more involved with our partners, we would be good.
People be too private on what they want out of
they
stuff.
They do.
So you wouldn't even know like what certain people into or what they would want. Because you still got to think about, like, this person is going to like this type of person or whatever. Or it's into this type of thing. Like, what if I like somebody spitting in my mouth? From left. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, what if I just like that type of
freakiness? Okay.
But my family don't know that, and they introduced me to, like, a vanilla sexual partner. I don't know. You gotta figure that shit out on your own.
Okay, let's say your family get this person.
And then a male is usually the, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. Your family, they find this person for you. Y'all have y'all time together. It's like y'all have y'all time where you meet the person with the family, and then you can go off to the side. And then you can be like, look at him. I need somebody to pull my hair and spit in my mouth every once in a while.
You know what? I shouldn't have said that. Let's not talk about spitting mouth, because that's like real nasty. Like, that just kind of freaked me out a little bit. And I almost want to gag and go to the bathroom. But yeah. But I'm just saying. Like, what if somebody is not, like, on your likes? Just say one of the things is your sexual preferences, like, or things you just like.
You need to have that in your relationship to work. And I understand that, but like I said, put him up into the staff. Be like, look, I need you to pull my hair and choke me every once in a while. Are you down with that?
But what if they be like, I'm not into that. I don't want to hurt you or anything like that.
Will you be okay with me going to off to the side and getting it every once in a while? Uh-huh. I'll come home.
Oh, okay.
You have to have the conversation. That's all.
Okay.
And if he says no, then guess what? That ain't the guy for you. Move on.
But your family picked them.
No. Your family is considering them for you. Your family presented him to you to consider. It's not like set in stone that you have to go with that guy. Everybody I know who have been arranged is never set in stone. They get to meet the people and decide yes or no.
Oh, I didn't know that part. I thought it was once your family say this to the person, they start giving the gifts and exchanging the gifts to the families, and then...
Sometimes that's the case. And in those cases, those are abusive relationships. Those are controlling abusive relationships. But sometimes, if the man or woman says no, it does not have to go forward.
No.
It's gray.
I didn't know that.
It's gray. It's not black and white.
Okay.
It's gray. So it's not... And every family is different. Some families are like, nope. We arranged this before you was married. I mean, before you was born, you're getting married to Johnny from the Smith family. Mm-hmm. So you might as well lock it up and do good in school and forget about all the rest of the boys. But some families are like, you know, we talk to this family. They have a suitable son. Let's see if you'll like him. Do you like him? No, daddy. Okay.
No, daddy. No, daddy. Okay.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. What time is it? Do I have time to go pick up Kim?
Nope. What time you got to leave?
Like 9:30. Before 10.
Oh, okay.
I swear, it's so crazy because punctuality has been an issue that I've been working on in my life. Punctuality. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I swear to God, I have to be at work at 10:30. If I leave at 9:59, I will be on time. But if I leave at 10:01, I will be late for work. It's crazy. It's like every time if I leave after 10 o'clock, anytime after 10 o'clock, I'm always clocking in late. Even if it's 1 minute late. It never fails. It's like, if I leave at 9:59, I will be on time. But if I leave at 10:01, I'm late. It's stupid. I don't even understand it.
Will it take me like 7 seconds to get to work? Just run downstairs.
What's your work? You do church work from home? Oh, should I not say
that? I do hearing.
Yeah. Oh, I knew about the hair. I thought you were talking about your church job.
I said it takes seven seconds.
Right. I thought you were talking about your other
Wait, job. So you're trying to say my profession is not work?
No, this work.
Okay.
What are you doing? Trying to get Ebony up in here?
I was. I guess that's over.
Hey, Jun. He's on the Instagram. He's our sole Instagram viewer.
Hey. She said, it's me. I don't know how to get.
Ebony, we sorry. Yeah. We have like Facebook Live, Sheila's personal live, Instagram live. It's like, we just couldn't catch you, girl.
I was trying. I do not know how to do this. Go to sleep, Ma.
I know she been saying she was right. So if you like what you hear, be sure to like, subscribe, share, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at You Are Welcome Podcast.
And if you'd like to leave your own unsolicited advice or commentary, send us an email at yourwelcomepodcast2@gmail.com. We know you didn't ask for our advice, but
you're welcome.
Oh, I need the tones.